Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily devotional podcast to help you walk with Jesus, live for Jesus, and represent Jesus. Now let us open our heart to receive as Pastor Preji shares from the heart of God.
Greetings in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to this beautiful new day. The Lord is good, He is merciful, He is kind, and He is generous. Each and every day that we receive from Him is a gift, is a blessing. It is an opportunity for us to love Him. It is an opportunity for us to serve Him. It is an opportunity for us to be like Him and to represent Him in every area of our lives. The Lord really wanted the Israelites to be a kingdom, a nation that will show off the glory of God. And yet, when these guys were called out of Egypt and on the way to their promised land, on the way to Canaan, they began to rebel against God and against their leaders. See, this is how God understood that these guys are rebelling against me, is that they were constantly rebelling against their leaders. And these leaders were placed by God to help them, to take care of them, to lead them, to provide for them. And the Bible says that when Moses, who was the leader that God used to bring them out of Egypt, when he was about to die, God saw what these guys will do after Moses' death, after Joshua's death. And God, in fact, prophesied to Moses and through Moses to these people how the nation would change and how the nation would rebel and what would happen to them when they would, in fact, leave the ways of God. See, whatever righteousness was still there in the land was because there was still a Moses, there was still a Joshua. And then when their time on earth was over, the Bible says that the righteousness that they had, the little remaining fear of God that they had, that also left the nation. And God would give a glimpse of this in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 16 and 17. And in verse 17, God says, as a result of your rebellion, as a result of your willingness to leave me, forsake me, and worship foreign idols, it says, my anger will blaze forth against them. And God is expressing His emotions, His heartbeat for His nation. He was jealous of their worship. He was jealous for their worship. He was jealous for their love. And He says, when they do in fact walk away from me, my anger will blaze forth against them. Then I will abandon them. Is that because God hates them? Absolutely not. That is also an act of love. That is an act of justice. That is an act of discipline. That is an act where God is trying to tell them that they cannot have God and have these other pagan gods at the same time. God is trying to teach them a lesson in abandoning them, even in their abandonment. It says, then I will hide my face from them. That is the ultimate punishment that an individual can experience on the planet Earth, where God says, I'm going to hide my face from them. See, when the Aaronic blessing was pronounced, it included, Lord, may your face shine on these people. May your face be constantly shining on the people. And here God says, the punishment for the idol worship will be that I will hide my face from them. Any amount of normalcy that you and I experience, any amount of blessings that we experience, any amount of goodness that we do experience in our lives is a result of the face of God shining upon us. The face of God shining upon us is what brings us favor. And yet, here comes a time when the Bible says, I am going to hide my face from them. Goes on to say, and they will be devoured. See, the reason we are not devoured is because the face of God is shining upon us. And if that face of God that is shining upon us is now hidden, it says the result, the natural result will be that we will be devoured. And it says they will be devoured, and terrible trouble will come down on them. And on that day, they will say, these disasters have come down on us because God is no longer among us. So they are talking about a realization that will come to them after a process of events. It will begin with God's anger blazing forth against them, and then it will go to the point, even when they don't respond to the anger, God will abandon them. When they don't respond even to that, God will hide His face from them. And when they don't understand that, they will now be given to be devoured. And then, as a result of that, terrible trouble will come down on them. And that day, when that terrible trouble and disasters come down on them, they will realize these terrible calamities are a result of the fact that God is not among us. How can God be among us and such terrible things happen to us? So this morning, if you are facing any kind of terrible calamities or challenges or problems or struggles, can I ask you to go back and inspect? Sometimes it is because there are things that we have willingly allowed in our lives. There are patterns, there are covenants, there are relationships that we have allowed in our lives, which has allowed the Lord to be pushed away, pushed out of our lives. And there are times that can happen in our lives, that we can be so mesmerized by these pagan gods, the gods that is worshipped in the culture, the gods that is celebrated among our work colleagues and our classmates at college. All of these things that fascinate everybody, that catches our attention, that we can be so caught up with all of that, that God is now a distant reality. And because of which, now you are in a big, big soup. So it's time for you to inspect. Is it because of God, of the lack of God's presence, that you're experiencing what you're experiencing? Is it because God has hidden His face away from you? If yes, then the solution is very easy. You can just run back to the presence of God. The Bible says you can come boldly with confidence, knowing full well that I'm going to forgive you, I'm going to welcome you back, and I'm going to shower my love upon you. If you're in that state, you can come back to Jesus today. You can allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your heart. You can allow the Father's love to overtake you one more time. He has a ring for you, He has a robe for you, and He has a new pair of sandals for you. This is a new season in your life. You will never be abandoned again. You will never be out there experiencing terrible things again. Never again would you need to be in that place where the face of God is hidden from you. I pray that this will be your reality, that you will walk in the fullness of God's favor and His blessing over your life today. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend. We will catch up again tomorrow morning.
We hope you are encouraged by today's podcast. To know more about Pastor Preji or other resources you can avail, or to receive help in any specific area, connect with us at pastorpreji.com. We wish you a Christ-filled day ahead.